President Donald Trump announced Friday that he had dropped his choice for spy chief, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, after questions about the congressman's lack of experience and possible exaggerations in his resume. Mr. Trump blamed unflattering news coverage for fellow Republican Ratcliffe's decision to bow out to the nomination process and instead stay in Congress.
I asked him, I said, do you want to go through this for 2 or 3 months, or would you want me to maybe do something else? And he thought about it. I said, it's going to be rough. I could see exactly where the press was going. And fake news.
Democratic lawmakers and some former senior U.S. intelligence officers have said the 53-year-old Ratcliffe lacked the expertise and experience to replace Daniel Coats as Director of National Security. Some lawmakers have voiced concerns that he would warp U.S. intelligence to support the president's views. China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he has not already taxed. China is threatening countermeasures if Mr. Trump goes through with the plan, but what actions Beijing will take is not clear. President Trump was unfazed, saying Friday that the current situation cannot be allowed to continue.
We have been treated so badly, and I don't blame China. I blame our past leaders, our past presidents, our past trade representatives. They've done a terrible job.
Zhang Jun is Chinese new ambassador, UN ambassador.
If U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight.
Economists predict that U.S. consumers will find themselves paying more for such items such as cell phones, clothing, and toys when shopping for Christmas and other holidays. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia now blame one another as both formally abandoned the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty Friday.